Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it's going to be turning partly cloudy. We'll have a high today of about 51 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it is overcast. It is 40, 39 in Burlington, Milwaukee 40 and 40 degrees in Racine. Well, the Green Bay Packers made their selection last night, and it is UCLA defensive tackle Kenny Clark with the 27th overall pick in the draft. Ted Thompson says it's a good pick.
He was elected team captain at UCLA this year, so you know, I think that says a lot about him and his ability to interact with his teammates. He seemed very excited about being a new Packer.
Clark racking up 159 tackles, 6.5 sacks in his career at UCLA. Rounds 2 and 3 are tonight. The Packers with the 57th pick in the second round, the 88th selection in round number 3. Dallas Cowboys quarterback and Burlington's favorite son Tony Romo says the NFL is harassing the sponsors of his fantasy football event.
Tony Romo's lawyers say the NFL has subpoenaed 13 companies that are sponsoring Romo's fantasy football convention in Pasadena later this year. They say the league is asking for each company's role in a planned convention last year in Las Vegas. Romo canceled that event when he says pressure from the league forced players and league employees to drop out. A judge has now issued a restraining order to keep the NFL from contacting any sponsors. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
A Milwaukee County jury has found a man from Kenosha guilty of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, reckless injury, and endangering safety and bail jumping. Charges for trying to kill a Milwaukee woman as she sat in her car. 45-year-old Jose Dancel, alleged to have opened fire in a 24-year-old Ashley Cartagena's vehicle on March 22, 2014, causing 27 gunshot wounds to her face, arms, and legs. She survived and was able to call 911. Cartagena was in court when the verdicts were read, bursting into tears, but otherwise offering no comments to reporters. Well, it may have been finger-licking good, but a 48-year-old Elkhorn man is facing two counts of retail theft for allegedly taking and eating chicken inside one store in Burlington last May, as well as taking some other items from another store in a separate incident. Christopher Reese, actually named in the complaint last August, but failed to make a court appearance, which led to an arrest warrant. He reportedly had gone into Richter's Food Market on South Pine Street, taken chicken from the deli, eaten it in the store, and then he left without paying. Burlington police found Reese in his car in the store parking lot, where several other items were located from the Tractor Supply store, in addition to items taken from a store in Delavan. Reese is going to be back in court on June the 20th. A midday armed robbery of JoJo's Quick Market at the West Side Racine intersection of 16th and Indiana Streets is under investigation by police. Two suspects entered the small store. One displayed a handgun, demanded money. Clerk turned over an undisclosed amount. The offenders then ran from the store. Lieutenant Al Day says both were young men, African-American, possibly teenagers, one average height in a gray hoodie, the other very tall, wearing a black hoodie, jeans, and shoes. Police evidence technicians were observed marking items in the grass to a nearby home just south of the store on Indiana Street. Otherwise, anybody with information about the robbery is asked to directly contact the Racine Police Investigative Unit or anonymously go to Crime Stoppers of Racine County. Up in Green Bay, Police Lieutenant David Wesley says a 17-year-old boy there who sent a potentially threatening tweet about the school's prom, he is cooperating with investigators, but he hopes this case will be a message to young people.
We understand that you have a lot of pressures in school and sports and peer pressure and stuff, but going on social media, even if you're joking around, that's not the forum to be venting or sending threatening messages.
Lieutenant Wesley says students need to know that venting on social media can have those consequences, and parents need to play a role in helping their children to realize that. State Attorney General Brad Schimmel has announced the creation of the Bureau of Special Investigations to look into officer-involved use of deadly force cases. This will be housed within the Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation, which has so far responded to 19 cases since the police custody death law took effect 2 years ago. It requires a team of at least two investigators from an outside agency heading up any officer-involved deaths. Racine's Love and Charity Mission and Shelter at 1031 Douglas Avenue is in financial need once again. Louise Hunter, who has led that operation for decades, says they need at least $10,000 to prevent the electricity from being turned off. Hunter says about 15 people a night sleep at the shelter, which she has operated for some 30 years and for which donations keep the doors open. The address again is 1031 Douglas Avenue, the Love and Charity phone number 262-634-7059. Solid waste and recycling carts, along with the former Lakeside Restaurant site's possible rebirth, among the tidbits given out to Mount Pleasant trustees this week by the village administrator. Kurt Wallen didn't spell out any specifics on the collection carts, which are stacked up in the parking lot on the east side of the campus site, but he wants any and all concerns about them sent to his office. And the former Totero's restaurant in the 2300 block of Mead Street, which closed and went up for sale, that may come alive again as a restaurant, according to Wallen.
I received a phone call. Totero's has been purchased, and the gentleman that spoke to me is interested in turning it into a restaurant, not a bar at all. And he's talking about having a barbecue there. So that'll be a nice improvement on the lakeside area as well.
In the meantime, Police Chief Tim Zarzecki noted the job posting is up for a second COP house officer at the Mead Street location. Amazon, which put up those two big distribution buildings along the interstate in Kenosha, has some really big numbers to report. Here's Mark Chase.
The online company posted big profits for the fourth straight quarter, about double what Wall Street expected. Better than expected retail sales and robust growth in its cloud business appear to be the force behind Amazon's financial windfall. For years, Amazon had been taking a loss on its retail business to undercut the competition, but now it's making money in a big way. Shares of Amazon stock rose as much as 12% in after-hours trading. I'm Mark Chase.
A public meeting held last night in Racine for residents of the proposed Orchard Street National Register Historic Area. This took place at the Goodland Elementary School Gymnasium, involving members of the Wisconsin Historical Society and the Racine Landmarks Preservation Commission. The gathering designed to provide information about the process and to gauge the support of such a proposal. City of Kenosha's got a streetcar system that runs through downtown today from 11:30 this morning till about 1 this afternoon. Members of Young Leaders of Kenosha will be out in force on those streetcars during their lunch breaks. The goal is to encourage the general public to also ride the streetcars this year. There's more information about the group on their webpage, ylinkenosha.com. And the Racine Zoo is seeing double these days. The zoo's emperor tamarin gave birth to twins on April the 18th. Tamarins are primates known for their small size and long white mustaches, but unlike many species, the males take care of the babies, except for nursing. The baby tamarins weighed in at about 1.4 and 1.7 ounces, respectively. The Racine Zoo, just one of two accredited institutions successfully breeding emperor tamarins in partnership with the Species Survival Plan. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.